Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about winning the day. Some days it feels like there's so much just on top of you, you just have to kind of survive a day to move forward. I really want to touch on this because it happened to me this morning and I want to kind of talk people through it. Okay, so how did this day start? Let's just say it didn't start well. It was one of those nights where I tried to get to sleep and I just couldn't. And I was, you know how those nights where your mind just keeps on ticking? All those thoughts, and you try and do some meditation or you try and do something, and it's like your mind goes, no, thank you, not interested in any of that. So I knew it was not starting, going to start the next day off well. Next morning, wake up at about 5:30. Now, for some people, that could be your normal time to wake up, so I'm not trying to offend anyone by this, but for me, I try and sleep until 6:37. I'm trying to do that so that I have enough sleep. I try and get eight or nine hours. I know it does make a massive impact on me because I know some of the sleep that I have is not always great, so I like to add a little bit extra on the end just to make it work. But I'm up at 5:30, and I'm in that zone where my head is just not in the game. It's just like, I just feel, everything feels like a chore. It's like dragging you around. It's like all these little boring life things you've got to do, brush your teeth, have breakfast. All these things just seem tough, right? You know, even making a cup of coffee, I'm like, oh, do I really want a cup of coffee at this time of the morning? Do I just need some water? Like usual, I didn't hydrate that well. One of the biggest challenges I see with dyslexia and ADHD is actual hydration. I don't know about you, but I'm terrible at remembering to drink a lot of water. And some days I drink way too much water than I need. So I have no idea of calibrating. I sometimes say, hey, this is my set place, but it doesn't always work. And today especially, I was just on a bit of a tangent, struggling to focus on what I was trying to do. So I'm standing there. I know I've got a pile of work on for the day, a pile of meetings, a heap of stuff that I had to do, and my head is running off into the future. I always find when I'm having these bad days, or these challenging, dyslexic kind of days, I'm stuck. I feel like I'm treading water. And it's like everything, my mind jumps into the future and starts questioning things. I don't know if you've had this happen, where it'll say, do I actually really want that? Do I really care about that? You know, these things that I've got set as goals that kind of drive me, that I have to keep looking at, or they kind of wane. You know, my head's like, oh, do you really need that? You've got an okay life. Just plod along. You can just keep going. And your mind just keeps going back and forth. Stupid thing in the moment I have to do versus do I actually want to achieve something in the long run, overthinking the future. It's tiring, right? It's so tiring. And these days to me appear probably I'd say 10 to 15 days a year. It's probably realistic. Sometimes they come a day or two together. Other times it's just one random day like this and I'll probably be fine again tomorrow. But there's not as many as there used to be of these days. But when they come, you have to know how to handle them, right? Because I think they happen to all of us with neurodiversity. And the challenge is that it's kind of like a lot of us spend so long masking, whether you're dyslexic, autistic, ADHD, we're very good at putting on a bit of a mask about how we look in society. And when these days come along, it's kind of like, oh, I'm just too tired to do that. I'm just too tired to kind of hold up like this normal facade. And, it feels like that sometimes, trying to hold all of these day-to-day routines together, all of this stuff that kind of makes you a civilized human, and you kind of just want to go off on a tangent and scream around like a toddler. I think I was saying it's like a day of being a toddler because it kind of like, I was saying that the other day, it feels like it sometimes that you just want to go kick and scream and run around, you know, and just go, I don't want to do anything today. Wah! And just like sit on your own and just scream it out, right? That's kind of how it feels. And so I kind of was, you know, 5:30 rolled around. I was struggling to make a cup of coffee. I went downstairs so Holly could get some sleep. The worst thing that happened is I started playing my football game. And even worse than that, you know, that's usually a good thing, by the way. I just didn't even care about it. I was like, I'm just bored. What's the point? And I started to get into this real, I wouldn't even say, it's not an overall, it's not negative for the sake of being negative, but it was just this real, I just can't be bothered state. And I was like, okay. How do I, you know, I've recognized these days before. So first things first, here's kind of how I got out of it. And to be honest, I'm still in it. I didn't actually stop it. I don't think you can stop it. I don't think there's a magical, you can change your energy. I've never found it yet, and I'm yet to see anything that really adjusts it, bar letting the day progress. So for what I did to kind of mitigate it, or the problems, is I said to myself, okay, it's one of those days, and I I can take it a bit slower. I can take things step by step. And the biggest thing I did was I said, I need to focus on the now and the moment. So I made sure I took an hour out to do a proper meditation. I think it was about a 45-minute meditation I did this morning. And that helped me clear my head. I hadn't been sleeping that well, so it was a really valuable time. Now, of 45 minutes, I probably found real clear-headed space for about, if I'm lucky, 3 to 4 minutes of it. Maybe a little bit more. I definitely tapped into feeling in my body for a bit more than that, but a lot of it was just having some peace of mind to watch my thoughts and push out the ones that didn't make any sense and keep the ones that did. I actually came up with a few really creative ideas that worked that day at work, so it was good. But you know, just having that space really helps me. I also gave myself some room to say, hey, this is gonna be one of those days, you just have to get through it. How can you eat a little bit better today? How can you set yourself up so this day doesn't happen again tomorrow? And how can you set yourself up to win the day? And that's the phrase I use. How can I win the day? What does that look like? And I use a tactic called the to-do list bingo. There's a link to the course in the footer, but in essence, it's a type of to-do list I use that I find really focuses me on getting a few things done. And so I put things on it like, what's going to make me feel better? So I put my dinner on it. I said, I'm going to have a healthy dinner tonight, not order terrible, bad food. Food that doesn't help me the next day, shall we say. I'm going to go to the chiropractor. I need to go and get my back sorted. So that's a win. Those are wins. I needed to send a trophy. You know, I don't know about you, but I hate sending packages. It's so tiring for me. I'm just so terrible at it. I got to find someone's address. I got to write it on. I got to work out how much is it. I got to work out where do I send it. So I put that down and said, I'm going to do that. That's a big win if I can get that even halfway there. And I put a couple of other meetings I had to do for business. And at the bottom, I wrote slow down and reminded myself that, hey, tomorrow will be a new day. You know, life is Groundhog Day again and again and again in different ways. So you don't have to solve the world's problems today, Stephen. You know, you can have a breath. And if you complete these things on this list, and I made sure they were things that were in my diary, most of the things were things that were going to happen one way or the other, I would win the day. And it's really powerful when you can get to the end and go, I've ticked everything off, or I've crossed everything off in to-do list bingo. And I don't know about you, it just feels great. It makes me feel fantastic that I've achieved that, even though this day, to me, in parts was a bit of a write-off, but in other parts, it's actually been really good. I have gotten a lot done. And it reminds me that I overburden myself wanting to achieve more than I sometimes need to in a day. Yeah, that's what I want to share. I just like I'm in that mode at the moment where, you know, I'm going to try and really, you know, get myself out of it for tomorrow, you know, because it's these days are tough, and I think we'll have them, and we will mask ourselves probably in different ways, And sometimes that mask slips off and we become grumpy or tired or ignorant or arrogant, or we become very, you know, reflective of what's happening in life, right? But there is a way out. You know, the first bit is to recognize when you're having those days and give yourself a bit of a break, and then say, how can I win the day? What do I need to do to win this tough day? Because these happen to all of us. No one, no matter how they've sorted their life out, I don't think anyone lives without these days at some point. But I know for me, they can be very overwhelming. So hopefully that's given you a few ideas. Hopefully that shows you you're not alone. If you have days like that as well, you know, you can succeed from it. You can move forward, and you can keep moving on. Have an epic rest of your day, guys. I've got a couple of interviews coming up in the next month, which is exciting. If anyone does want to be on the podcast, make sure you reach out to us, truthaboutdyslexia.com. And if you are interested in the to-do list bingo board, have a little peek. It's down below. It's like $7 or something crazy. Helps us towards our mission. And it honestly, if you start using it, it is such a cool way to do to-do lists. You will absolutely love it. So have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back next week.